Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with, just say your name,
Robert Beatty.
And he is the author of the new book, Willa of Dark Hollow. Thank you so much for joining us, Robert.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Give our, in case our listeners aren't familiar, you and I know what it's about, but tell our listeners the basic premise here.
Okay. So Willa of Dark Hollow is the name of the book. You can join into the series with this book. You don't have to read any of the previous books. It's a good place to start. It's the story of a 13-year-old girl. She belongs to an ancient race of indigenous people who live deep in the forests of the Great Smoky Mountains in 1901. So it's got a bit of a historical background, but it's also filled with mystery and magic as well. So she's been taught by her grandmother to love and understand the forest and all the animals within it. But the loggers start coming in and they're cutting down the trees and destroying her world. So this is the story of how Willa and her kindred, her adopted family and the other people in the story, how they deal with the fact that these loggers are coming in and destroying their forest. So she has to tap into some of her forest powers to save the people and the animals that she loves. So it's a book written for young people, 8 to 14, but also for adults as well. There's a lot of daughters reading it with their grandmothers and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. It's, you know, it taps into that like timeless theme, you know, Fern Gully and the rest of, you know, magical forest creatures, but evil man cutting the woods down. Yeah, no.
That's, right. Yes.
It's a timeless theme that keeps working for a reason, because I feel like it's an ongoing, you know, issue. Cool. Well, talk about why you said it in the Smokies. I mean, I agree it's a magical place. My wife and I drove on our honeymoon. We bounced all around the Smokies and it was awesome. Is this sort of on the, you know, Gatlinburg, Cades Cove side, or are we talking like more Asheville side, North Carolina? Because the Smokies stretch both.
Right. Well, I actually live, and right now I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. That's where I come from. The story itself takes place on Clingman's Dome and near Gatlinburg and what's called the Little River, and also in Cades Cove. So the places you mentioned is where it takes place. But also it can be read by anyone. You don't have to specifically know the Great Smoky Mountains to enjoy it. So you can think of it as a magical forest and separate from its actual physical location.
Gotcha. So did you grow up in Asheville as well, or did you just sort of wind up there?
I wound up here. Well, I chose to move here. Originally, I was born and raised in Michigan, and I was the founder and CEO of an internet software company there in Michigan and spent many years there. And then I sold my company and I had the opportunity to live anywhere I wished. And I decided to move to the Southern Mountains into Asheville.
Gotcha. Yeah, Asheville's a really beautiful town there, the famous market and everything. Yeah, it's great. When did you start getting into fantasy writing? Is it something you always enjoyed, you know, even since you were a kid?
Yeah, so I used to love reading books like The Sword in the Stone and The Book of Merlin and The Hobbit and books like that. And then one day I ran out of books to read and my mom said, well, there's an old typewriter in the closet there, so get to work. So try playing with that. And so I put a white piece of paper in it, blank, and just the first thing I typed was chapter one, and then I had to come up with a story. And so I started writing my first novel when I was 11, and I've been writing novels ever since. So it's just always been something that I've done. I do it every day, and I've done many other things, like I mentioned, but I've just always loved writing stories.
Awesome. Well, people have loved reading them too. The Serafina series, you know, was really a really bestseller. Do you remember the moment that the spark for the Serafina series came to you? Like, I'm always interested, you know, you might not remember where exactly you were, but like, you know, like what was the general genesis of that whole idea?
Well, the genesis for the idea is that I got roped in by my wife to go on a field trip with my one of my kids. And we went on a field trip to a battlefield, a revolutionary battlefield. And during that experience, I decided to read a little bit about the battlefield before I went. And I noticed that the kids there were just kind of looking around, looking at an empty field. They weren't really feeling it, you know? And so I got them together and we started reenacting the battle. So I said, okay, all you guys are over there and you're the revolutionaries and you're the British over here. And we started doing it. And all of a sudden they came alive. They were just excited because they were part of it. And I really was enthralled by that. So I came home and I told my wife that I wanted to, you know, I had been writing other books, books for adults. And I decided I wanted to write a book for kids that would kind of bring history alive a little bit. And so my daughters and I have three daughters. We were at Biltmore Estate, which is where the Serafina novels take place. It's a giant Vanderbilt mansion here in Asheville. And we were down in the basement just on a tour. And we all started talking about how cool it would be if we created a character named Serafina who lived secretly in the basement of Biltmore Estate. And that was where the original idea came from. And that became my first book series and also the first book that I ever got published. So before that, I'd been writing books, but none of them had been published. So I think it took my daughters and my wife to help me out before I could actually write a book that was good enough to actually get published. And then Serafina and Willa went on to become number one New York Times bestsellers and are now translated into 22 languages. And now we're turning Willa into a TV series.
Yeah, tell me about that because, remind me, is the book itself, is that like a Disney publication and now Disney's going to make it into a TV series?
Yeah, so the books, both the Willa of Dark Hollow and the Serafina series are published by Disney, but that doesn't mean that they necessarily are the ones to create the television series. It may end up on Disney Plus, but not necessarily. It could also end up on Netflix or Apple or HBO. So I'm working with a television studio. I'm actually working with the actress Amy Adams, the famous actress, and she and her daughter love Willa of Dark Hollow. And so we're working together to bring Willa into a live action TV series.
Cool. And you said Serafina, is that also a live action series? Is that already a thing or is that also in development?
It's not yet being developed. So we started down the process of organizing the team to do that. But then when COVID hit and some other things happened, that got moved around. So we're currently in the process. We're in the early stages of trying to bring a team together that can do the Serafina series. So Willa is definitely going to become a live action TV series. And Serafina, we haven't yet figured out how to bring the team together to do it.
Okay, awesome. So we'll look for Willa on TV first, and then we'll have fingers crossed that Serafina will become a TV series as well.
That's right.
To your point, it could be Disney Plus, could be Netflix. All it's still too early to tell, right?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Well, I know we're up against the clock, so just sort of, in closing, you alluded to it a little bit, but dive deeper into, the fact that you have three daughters. I mean, that's almost like your perfect, test audience before these stories and books and, soon to be TV series, before they go out into the world to other people's kids, you have the perfect, line of defense there to tell you whether you're on the right track.
Yes, I have my built-in focus group, which is my three daughters and my wife, and we work very collaboratively on the project. And so we'll, I'll read it out loud and they provide feedback and I'll revise it. And it takes us a while, but we try to produce the best story we can. And then we take it into their school and we read it to the kids in their classrooms and get their feedback as well. and further improve the story. And then only when we think it's perfect does it actually go to my editor at Disney.
Awesome. And real quick before we run, I'm curious, how long did it take you to write Will of Dark Hollow? Like, did it live in your head for a while? And then, once you actually started, pen to paper, how long did it actually take you?
Right. So I have written Will of Dark Hollow basically for the length of the pandemic. So I've been writing it for about a year or so and got it done just a couple months ago.
And forgive my ignorance on this, but does Willa tie into the Serafina series at all? Because I remember at the beginning of the interview, you said, you didn't have to read any of your other books. So I just wanted to make sure, where does Willa fall in the, the franchise?
Yeah, so you're right. Willa of Dark Hollow, you can just start with that book. But it is true that Serafina does show up in one form or another. And I don't want to spoil anything here, but Serafina does show up in the Willa of the Wood book, which is the predecessor to Dark Hollow. And so that they take place in the same time period and roughly the same location, so that it is possible for the two characters to meet.
All right. So it's been more or less in the same universe, but you don't need to see the other one.
Correct.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, that is a nice, subtle crossover for fans of both, maybe.
Right.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I mean, I have plenty for my purposes for the radio. Everybody, again, it's called Willa of Dark Hollow, new book. And then we'll follow up with Robert whenever we find out, where we can watch it on TV. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.